Beya perkbeis mishne gimel. Veshavin shemashikin esamayim bichli evin lataron, avaloi matbilin. Both Beishami and Beis Hillel agree that one is allowed to do hashaka with mayim in a kli evin in order to be mitar the mayim. The issue is specifically when it comes to tefillah and taira, is people and kalim. But when it comes to water, the only actual food or drink that one can be mitar is water. And the taira process is hashaka, where all that has to happen is that the water that's tame sort of kisses, it just has to touch the water that's tahar. So the case the Rav discusses is where, let's say, the mikveh had very dirty water. I'm not sure why it had to be that way, but the mikveh water is very dirty, and you had your clean water that was tameh, and you lowered it into the mikveh, where just the top part of where the water was in, just kissed, just touched. This is also called, in Lashon Chazal, Zriya. And you dafka had to lower it with a kli evin, avalo matbilin. But you can't do tefillah. Tefillah means that you're trying to be tovel a kli with the water inside. And the Rav says, do not use, let's say, a wooden kli, because a stone kli and kli evin, like the first case, that's not going to become tahar, that can't become tame either. But a wooden kli, the Rav says that if it's tame, don't put it into the mikveh with tame water to be mitar both of them at the same time, because you're being misaking the tame kli. Taisentif points out the Rav is lav dafka means that the kli had to have been tame, because even a wood kli that's tahar, once you put the water inside of it that's tame, it's going to be mitame the kli itself. And you can't do that on yontif. You can't be mitame the kli on yontif. So the Rav just means you can't use any wooden kli with water, because it's going to make it tame. Or if obviously if it's already tummy, it's the same issue, is that you can't be mitahired as well. Umatbilin migav legav, umichabura lechabura. And you're allowed to be toivel a kli that already had tefillah from a gav legav. Gav legav means one level to another level, a higher level, like a person stands on another person's back, one on top of the other, gav legav. So for example, let's say a person was toivel the kli in order to crush zesim to use for oil of chulin. And then he changes his mind, and now he wants to use it for crushing, let's say, grapes for wine of truma. So now he has to be toivel it a second time, l'shem truma. Midiraisa, obviously, one tevila is good enough for everything. But midirabanan, if a person is toivel for something that was on a lower level, he should be toivel it again for a higher level. That's really just a din derabanan, it's a chumrah. So therefore, on yontif, the whole reason you can't be toivel things on yontif is because it appears that you're being misakin, that you're fixing something. But since it's just going to a higher level and it's just a chumah midrabanan, you're allowed to do it. But the last case, umei chabura l'chabura, the case here is, the Rav says, that if a person was toivel kelim on condition that he wants to eat his carbon pesach with one chabura and he changes his mind to eat it with another chabura, he can be toivel it again on yontif. The question is that Taisentif brings, we never find such a thing that you have to be toivel for a specific chabura. The Rambam actually says that the chabura we're talking about is a chabura that was eating, for example, chulin, to a chabura that's eating ma'aser sheni. So there's actually a real difference in levels. So it's similar to the previous case, migav legav. The Rav doesn't really speak this out. Taisentif says it's possible the Rav actually meant this, but it's not even clear why he wouldn't speak it out.